Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
You know the old phrase, karma is a bee, right? That's exactly what we might be talking about here with our War of the Roses. Chrissy is thinking that maybe her boyfriend is messing around on her because the boyfriend called her the wrong name. And to make it worse, it was his ex's name.
Oh.
But there's some side text here also. Hey, Chrissy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. So you wanted us to help you test your boyfriend's loyalty. Why?
Well, I might have like a case of what goes around comes around. I've been dating him for almost a year, but I was the other woman in his last relationship. He cheated on his ex with me.
Mm.
And now I just can't kick feeling that I'm getting a taste of my own medicine.
Is there any wiggle room here to where we can see you more sympathetically? Like, were they on a break?
That was for you.
What's that?
Were they on a break?
I'm not really sure.
I'll take that as a no.
Now that I think of it, yes, they were.
He was taking a break from her at the moment, or the 2 minutes.
All right, so he messed around on her with you.
Right.
And okay. Then they broke up, and the two of you forged a relationship. Because the heart wants what the heart wants, right, Chrissy?
I don't know if we're talking about the heart.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a year, and it's been a pretty good year. But for the past month, he's been slipping up and calling me by her name.
And this is just recent? Like, he's gone 11 months not saying her name until the last 4 weeks.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. So the first time, we're in bed, and he mumbled it, like, under his breath, and I kind of, like, ouch. And then a week later, he did it again when we were arguing. He got really frustrated, and he's like, you always do this, Emily. And when I called him on it, he just looked embarrassed and said I was overreacting. And then the worst one was last week. We were out to dinner. The waitress goes, oh, would you like dessert? And he turned to me and just very calmly said, what do you think, Emily?
Oh, no.
Okay, so that's three.
My stomach dropped. He tried to cover it up by saying, oh, it's a slip. But come on, three times in 1 month, something isn't right. My gut's saying, you know, ugh. And if he was calling me her name right after they broke up, maybe. But a year in, it just doesn't make sense. So he was cheating on her with me, and he never once made that mistake. I'm starting to wonder if he's, you know, back with her, and that's why this is going on.
Okay.
Just curious, do you know how long they were together before he left her for you?
Yeah, like 2 years.
I don't think there was an answer that was going to make it okay.
No, there wasn't. 7 years, 4 weeks, 7 months. Yeah. What were you trying to accomplish, Emma?
I don't know.
Well, let's think about the situations where he is calling you his ex's name. So there's the mumbling, which is just kind of random. Maybe he was in his sleep or something. It's not like y'all were getting it on and it came out. That wouldn't be great. And then when he's yelling at you, maybe it was a Freudian slip during a moment of angry passion, because that's how he remembers his relationship ending. And so while he was feeling those intense emotions, he was remembering how he felt around his ex that he doesn't like anymore because now he's with you. And then the dessert thing, I don't know. I don't know if just chocolate cake.
Two out of three ain't bad.
Reminds him of your heart.
We're not looking for perfection here.
The odds are in your favor here, okay. Emily. I mean, Chrissy.
Abby, how dare you?
She is reaching out to us for help.
She's a friend.
All right, Chrissy, so you wanted us to test him with the War of the Roses, where we send him the fake flowers to see who he's going to send them to, which we did. So if you hang out here for just a couple of seconds when we come back, we'll tell you exactly what he did, okay?
Oh, geez. Okay. Oh, thanks.
All right. War of the Roses next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
So we were talking to Chrissy here, who thinks there might be a little karma coming into play, and is wondering if her boyfriend is now messing around on her with the woman that he was messing around on Chris. No.
You got
this. I feel
like
Minority Report. You take it.
You can do it.
You take it.
I believe in you.
You take it.
Okay. Chrissy has a boyfriend.
Her name is Emily.
Chrissy has a boyfriend. Chrissy has a boyfriend. They've been dating for almost a year. And she thinks he's cheating on her with his ex. But the twist is, when he was with the ex, he cheated on the ex with Chrissy. So he's been calling Chrissy by the name of Emily. And Emily's the woman he used to be with. And when he was with, he had Chrissy as a side piece. But they broke up, and he and Chrissy have forged a relationship. But now he's slipped up, not once, not twice, but thrice.
Exactly what I just said.
Calling her Emily instead of Chrissy. So she wants us to do War of the Roses, which is what, Abby?
War of the Roses is this thing we do to catch cheaters to see if they're going to shenan once, they'll shenan again.
That's fire.
I stole that from the internet. I can't take credit for that one. But anyway, we're going to basically send Chrissy's boyfriend an email saying, hey, do you want to send free flowers to somebody in your life? If so, pick one of these. And one's like, I love my girlfriend. I would never do anything ever. Here's some roses. And then the other's like, I'm definitely banging that girl from the office. Here's petunias. And based off of their answer and what they say in the note, it tells us whether or not they're stepping out on the relationship.
All right, Chrissy, you ready for the results of this?
I guess.
Okay, so did he send the roses, the free roses that we're never going to send, to you or to the ex that he might be messing around with?
All right, Chrissy, we sent a promotional email to the email address you provided us for your boyfriend. He was offered a free bouquet of flowers, and he was able to choose from these options. First, the second chance bouquet, a romantic and hopeful mix of red roses and white lilies. The red roses symbolize love and passion, while the white lilies represent purity and new beginnings. This bouquet gives off the vibe of someone wanting to prove they've changed and deserve another shot.
This is double entrapment.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very well played.
Okay, I may have gotten really into the bouquets this time.
These are good.
Next is the Karma Collection.
Come on.
All right.
We're going to find out if Karma is her boyfriend.
Ooh, I see you, Taylor. Mm-hmm. A striking and dramatic arrangement of deep purple and black calla lilies accented with dark red roses. The calla lilies represent mystery and transformation. The dark red roses add a sultry touch, making this bouquet both elegant and symbolic. Next, we have the Make It Right bouquet.
Oh, it just keeps going.
A heartfelt arrangement featuring a dozen deep red roses signifying love and deep emotion with a single white rose in the center to symbolize a sincere apology and a desire to start fresh.
Oh, my God.
The contrast between the red and white highlights the mix of passion and regret, making this the perfect please forgive me bouquet. And then lastly, I'm glad I pricked you. A fiery mix of orange roses, red carnations, and sharp blue thistle. The vibrant colors symbolize passion and drama, while the thistle adds a touch of well-deserved sting. All right. Chrissy, if we know anything about cheaters, is that they're cheap. And they often go for the free flowers. And your boyfriend did, okay?
Uh-oh.
Okay. He responded and ordered the Make It Right bouquet.
Uh-oh.
Okay. A heartfelt arrangement featuring a dozen deep red roses, a single white rose in the center to symbolize a sincere apology, making this a perfect please forgive me bouquet. And he set delivery for tomorrow, and the delivery is set for a home address.
Yay, okay.
But it sounds like the guy's got plenty to apologize for. I mean, he has been calling you the wrong name for the past month, so maybe he's apologizing that. Who knows?
Okay.
The card says, I can't say sorry enough. Please forgive me.
Ooh.
Okay.
He's sending them to Emily.
Oh. Wait, but did he mean to write Chrissy?
Right.
What?
I can't with you. I cannot with you right now.
Abby's especially dark. She didn't get the house that she wanted.
That's what's going on. Okay.
Just looking up inspection quotes. It's a whole thing.
So it's a little, I'm having a little difficulty being completely sympathetic to you because.
Hence the jokes.
As you told us, you know, you were the one that he was messing around with and broke up with the other girl. Now he's doing the same thing to you. So
I mean, two wrongs don't make a right. What he's doing is not right. But I get what Bert is saying, but it now seems pretty confirmed that he has been trying to rekindle his relationship with Emily.
If he's going to shenan twice, he's going to shenan again.
Okay. You only get one giant guffaw.
Oh my gosh. I'm really, I'm so disappointed and shocked.
Shocked.
How you get them is how you lose them, man. That's kind of how it goes.
More wisdom. First, Abby's about the shenanigans, and then that.
And that wasn't from the internet. That's from the heart.
All right, Chrissy. So at least you know now. You also got a guy that's been very consistent. Mm-hmm. He is cheating on everybody.
He has a brand.
So I don't know how you want to handle that. Are you going to roll around to him and confront him on it? You're just going to break up? What do you think?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, do you have any suggestions? Because I don't know.
I hear there's some free flowers you could send him.
Now, come on now. Wow. Now
you got to move on. I mean, if you stay with him, you're going to have to change your name.
Yeah. That's the only option. To what, Emily?
What? Yes. To sucker.
All right, Chrissy, let us know what you did, okay?
All right,
bye-bye. Jessica said the same good things happened to her. Hey, Jessica, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. Karma is a bee, and she's not afraid to show her face. So my sister-in-law was married, and she cheated on her husband with this guy who also cheated on his wife. Mm. Now, obviously, they got together. They've been together for a couple of years, and I know for sure that he is cheating on her. And I'm not going to tell her.
Because if you say your sister-in-law, so she was with your brother and she cheated on your brother and your brother cheated on her?
No, she is my husband's sister.
Oh, your husband. Mm. Okay, so it's his side. Yeah, leave all that mess on his side, not your side.
I know there's always...
She's not my favorite person anyway, so...
Yeah,
there's always this kind of paranoia, and thank you for calling, Jessica, that if you're the one that he was screwing around with, that's going to happen to you, and sure enough, I mean, that's a pretty consistent sign right there.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a chance you take.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Need a new show to watch? We got some recommendations for you here. We're past the point of there are too many options when it comes to shows. Like, where do you find them? Where are they playing? You have so many different ways to absorb content now that I don't know where to find, like, the best ones for me. So for me, it's like when friends know me, they will suggest things because they know that I'm going to like it, right? So I've got two that I'm watching right now. One is a little bit niche-y, so I'm not sure you're going to totally dig it, but I absolutely love it. It's called 1,000 Blows on Hulu, and it's about this Jamaican boxer that works his way up in England, but it's got a whole bunch of subtext also. There's brother-brother fighting. There's a romance going on it also. And if you liked Peaky Blinders back in the day, it's from the same writer, so you'll probably love it. And the other one we've been talking about a little bit, Running Point on Netflix. It's really, really good.
Yeah, I'm watching it because Cassie told me to watch it.
It's really good. And we've been talking about Brenda Song, who was in Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. But I didn't realize until a couple of days ago that the main character in it, outside of Kate Hudson, is Tom Hanks' son.
Chet Hanks, right?
I didn't realize it.
He does a good job, too.
Yeah, really great.
Playing what I think is probably himself.
It probably is.
But it's fun. You know, it's giving like early 2000s rom-coms again, except elevated. I don't know how to explain it. It's not as cheesy and hokey, but watching Kate Hudson, who is doing an incredible job, by the way, it just brings me back to the days when you'd like put on How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, that kind of thing. But one thing about this is every time I'm like, oh, I see where they're going with this. They don't go that way.
Right.
They bust up the formula, which kind of keeps me on my toes, and I like it.
Abby, what are you watching?
I'm watching Running Point because Cassie told me to watch it. And honestly, like, I don't know what it is, but when somebody recommends a show to me, when someone tells me I need to watch something, for some reason, it makes me not want to watch it. I don't know if I have a problem with authority. I don't know if I have a problem being told what to do.
Yep.
But when someone's like, oh, you need to watch it, I feel like I'm being cornered into 8 hours of doing something. Whereas the only way for me to really watch a show is to start seeing like clips on TikTok.
Find it yourself.
So yeah, for me to like discover it on my own, it has to feel like my idea. So Cassie was talking about it and then I saw some clips on TikTok and I was like, I do love Brenda Song. It's the Brenda Song essence right now. And it's such an easy, fast-paced watch that once you turn it on, you're going to be sucked in.
The two shows I've been watching, one we've been talking about all the time, which is Paradise, which is, that show is so good.
Have you gone through it yet?
No, so that's the thing. It's so good that I don't want to finish
it. Yes, I understand it.
Like, I don't want that feeling and of it being over.
And the finale is so good that it leaves you like, dang it, everybody, I'm going to have to wait.
Yep, everybody keeps saying that. So what I did was I started watching another show that was recommended to me called The Pit, which is, it's like if you went to hospital shows, which ironically, I'm not. Like, I never got into Grey's Anatomy or any of that, but it's similar to that, but it's everyone who's ever worked in an emergency room or close to has said, like, this is the most accurate representation that they've ever seen of what actually goes down in an emergency room, especially a popular one day to day. And it's very good.
Is this the show that Noah Wiley is in?
Yes. And wasn't he in ER?
ER back in the day. Okay. What do you got?
All right. So the two that I'm currently watching, and I've told you guys about this earlier, is the Fox Hollow's Murders. And man, it's about a serial killer in Indiana in the 90s, and the way the gay community was treated is so atrocious. It's going to be infuriating. It's going to make you so upset, as it should. And then how the state failed them and how this one coroner is trying to make it right and do what's right by these victims and by these families. But then there is a twist at the end of episode 3, and what you thought you knew, you didn't know. OMG. And then, of course, I actually prefer the spinoffs of Yellowstone more than I actually enjoy Yellowstone. So 1923 is back, and it's streaming on Paramount Plus, and I friggin' love that show.
Cass, what you got? I'm sorry.
So I'm doing Running Point. I started watching Paradise based on y'all's conversation, which is so good. But then I'm also really into The Recruit on Netflix with Noah Centineo.
Did you see it just got canceled?
No!
It got two seasons it got canceled.
Oh, man. Damn. It was actually good.
And you said it was better than The Night Agent, which I really liked.
Night Agent is okay, but The Recruit did it right, it felt like. And I really loved it. But, the one I'm obsessed with right now is The Diplomat with Carrie Russell.
You have the capacity to watch four shows at the same time?
Yeah, it just depends. Am I in bed on my phone or in my car hiding from my family? It just depends what I have access to.
Okay.
But The Diplomat, Allison Janney is in it as well, but Carrie Russell, incredible actress. It's like a politics kind of thing. She's appointed to be the ambassador to London, and it's so good. And there's tension with the prime minister, and he's really hot. But it's also like, even if you don't like romance, you can really get into it. And even if you don't like politics, you can get into the drama.
When I try to watch either three or more shows at the same time, I forget which character is in which show.
I can't do it.
I'm lost, man.
I have done that, and actually, like, it'll be months later, and then I'll be like, oh, crap, I never finished that show.
Yep. All right, Kristen, we promised them a bad take of the week. You got it.
Oh, man. I don't know what these men were thinking. Actually, they weren't thinking at all. So this comes from @ProChoiceWithHeart on Instagram. And she's going to tell you about a product, all right, that these two men came up with. They're both German. They presented this on Germany's version of Shark Tank, which is called Lion's Den. So these two guys show up. They're looking for people to invest in their product. And this is the product.
Have you guys heard of Pinky Gloves? Apparently, these two dudes think periods and tampons are so disgusting that they invented these pink gloves that they are marketing to women to put on when they have to change their tampon or pad. Honestly, what?
Why?
Exactly.
What? Okay.
So I'm going to just read the article. A German entrepreneur duo and their celebrity investor made public apologies after their latest invention was met with disbelief and ridicule on social media. We're talking about the Pinky Gloves. So Pinky Gloves is a product the two men invented to solve what they considered a pressing issue. How to discreetly dispose of tampons and sanitary pads. One Twitter user wrote, "What do people who menstruate want? Free and accessible period products. What do they get? Pink gloves so that cis men don't have to see any red in the bathroom toilet." So the two founders have since responded to the outcry, saying that it had become clear that we still have to learn a lot and we have some blind spots. And they had claimed on TV to understand women because they had been married and had lived with women. And they saw the period product in the trash can and they thought, well, I don't want to see that. Let's make ladies buy pink gloves for $11.
Oh, my God.
So they got blind spots like Stevie Wonder has blind spots.
Every spot is blind.
They're very, very, very blind.
Hey.
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm going to warn you, dark mode Abby has been activated. I'm in some kind of mood today. I don't know why. And this story has really just lit the fire on a flame that was already burning, starting with Emily from the last segment. So an actress from Harry Potter has joined OnlyFans, but she's not going to be flaunting anything below the neck. In fact, she's keeping everything above her shoulders. She is going to be starting an OnlyFans where she specifically brushes her hair. She's charging $6 a month for this. I'm talking about Jessie Cave, who played Lavender Brown, who was a somewhat prominent character. She's not like a random. Like, if you've seen Harry Potter, you know the character Lavender Brown.
I didn't know her until I looked her up this morning, not on OnlyFans. and then I'm like, oh, okay, now I know who you're talking about.
So she posted a video on Instagram where she's brushing her long, 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 long blonde hair. It probably goes down to her butt. Like, that's how long it is. Very shiny. I would love to know what shampoo she uses. And she was brushing her hair and showing it off and talking to some guy off camera and explaining what she plans to do with her subscription service.
I'm starting OnlyFans.
Yeah, right.
Hair stuff.
Yeah.
So stuff like this.
Right.
Just going like that. That's the kind of thing.
Have you read about this? Is this a thing?
The best quality hair sounds. You need to hear the brushing.
Is that what people like?
The sounds, yeah.
So you should mic it, probably.
I know, but I can't afford a mic.
Bless. Look.
Why? Why would someone pay for that? I'm
trying to understand. I don't know. Everybody's
people
got
have fetishes,
some weirdness, man. Yeah, you got that fetish thing going on. Maybe she can make a buck or two. Why is this triggering you?
Well, I just think it's wild. And also, I started thinking of some really sexy Harry Potter stripper names that I thought would be funny.
Okay, what do you got?
So me and ChatGPT put our heads and our computers together for maybe things that she could use if she ever decided to go down a darker route. I guess this would be a good idea to say. Maybe not appropriate for kids. I thought maybe Bellatrix Lestrange could be good for her. Maybe Hermione grind her. Serious thrust. Hufflepuff daddy.
Oh, that I'm down for that one.
You are so wrong for that.
Ravenclaw raw.
Ooh, Abigail.
I think she was a Ravenclaw. Or was she a Gryffindor? Luna Love, or not Luna Lovegood.
She was Gryffindor.
She was Gryffindor, never mind. Luna Lickgood.
Ooh.
And my personal favorite, the Golden Snatch.
Something has tweaked in you.
I'm having a day.
I think it's a house thing.
You left Neville Longbottom on the table?
That's already a character name.
Okay. I'm a little
The Potter fans are having a moment. Bless. Let them have their moment.
Let us have our moment. All right. Martin Scorsese had the audacity to tell Seth Rogen on the set of his new show, The Studio, that he says the F word too much. Now, for context, Martin Scorsese has directed Casino, which has 422 F-bombs in it, Goodfellas, which has 300 F-bombs in it, and, of course, The Wolf of Wall Street, which holds the record for the most F-bombs used in a movie with 569.
Scorsese is so out of touch now, man. He's the guy, this was maybe a couple of years ago, and this is where he lost me, because I like a lot of his movies, right? But him saying that if it's on Netflix, like only movies should be in the theater, he just can't evolve.
Yeah. That's what it is.
He can't do it.
So I guess while he was guest starring on The Studio, the new Apple TV show from Seth Rogen, he was like, yeah, y'all need to stop using the F word. So a little hypocritical.
That's the show I was talking about yesterday. I'm really looking forward to that thing. It looks great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, The Bird Show.
You can say I have a newfound respect for improv after we gave it a shot a few some weeks back. It is not as easy as you think it is, and that's why when I saw this on my timeline, I was laughing so hard at how brilliant I thought these answers were.
So we'll have to circle back to that improv night, because I think Dad's Garage was so good to us. Mm-hmm. I think they made it too easy.
They set us up to succeed. They definitely did. Not
right.
To fail.
That's not what we're about.
Nah.
We're about failing.
We got to really get in there and get dirty. Figure out how hard it really is. But these guys are complete professionals from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Dude, and I used always to be one of my favorite shows.
They are so talented, man, and so good at this. And this clip had me rolling because it is an improv clip from the show. And these are things that you can say to your dog that you cannot say to your girlfriend.
Things you can say to your dog, but not your girlfriend.
Come.
There's a hand motion, too.
Grab the ball.
That hand motion, too.
Get off the mailman. Get off the mailman.
I think they're a little better than us, Eddie.
Solid.
Yeah, very solid. That was great.
All right, Jackson, you did it again. How did you embarrass yourself this time in front of your girlfriend's family?
Oh, boy. This is going to be painful.
Did you hit somebody else with a golf ball?
No. Okay. No, this one does not have to do with golf, thankfully. That was the first big mishap that happened last year where I hit a caddy with a golf ball in front of her dad and her brother-in-law and at one of the nicest golf courses in the entire world.
Oh, I hit my ex-wife's dad. Right in the shoulder, and the way he went down, I thought I hit him in the jaw.
Oh, my God. Well, fortunately, the caddy was okay.
And how old was the caddy again?
He was like 70.
Oh, my God.
He was a retired Jersey state trooper.
He just took my man out.
Served his community his entire life until he got on a golf course, and that's where he lost.
Legend has it that was the last round of golf he ever caddied for.
Was dodging bullets, and now he's dodging golf balls. but this time, this happened this past weekend. So I was up in this very small town in Virginia with my girlfriend and her family, supporting them, unfortunately, for a funeral. And I had never met the guy before, but of course I went to join them to, you know, be supportive and joining them with, you know, the whole celebration of life. And as sad as funerals are, there's also a celebratory aspect to it, right? So on Saturday, we had the actual service. And then afterwards, this is a super small community. Imagine like smaller than Macon. Like that's the kind of hometown vibe that you're getting. And this guy was sort of, you know, a big deal in the community. So they really kind of showed out for him when they heard the news. And so this one restaurant, a very nice restaurant that was him and his wife's absolute favorite, they decided to close down for the entire day and basically leave for the entire family and friends to sort of join in a celebration afterwards and get together afterwards, right?
Very, very kind gesture.
Very kind gesture. So after the ceremony ends, we head over to this restaurant and it's like, you know, full open bar. They've got the whole spread of food laid out. It's like this whole thing. And we're basically spending from like 2 p.m. till the evening there. They had it all, you know, reserved for us. They had a microphone where people could share stories of, you know, of his life and all this kind of stuff. So as much as we're celebrating, I'm having a few drinks. Everyone around us is celebrating and having a few drinks.
You're in mourning. You're in pain.
Exactly.
Masking the pain with what's your drink of choice?
I'm a big bourbon guy.
Okay. Right? Mm-hmm.
Did you ever meet this person?
I had never met him before.
Okay,
but
it still hurts.
I know. Still definitely.
He hurts for his girlfriend.
Exactly. Yeah. It was more of an empathizing pain.
Yes.
So, having a lot of drinks.
Turns out I was hurting for it on Friday night also.
Trying to pace myself because I know that we're going to be here for a while. And, so after all the friends had left, it was kind of just meant for family afterwards. And that was where like the dinner service was going to be for the evening. And so I'm sitting in this one of those like corner round booths with a bunch of people. And we're all hanging out, talking. Someone brought a deck of cards. We're playing. We're all having a good time. And right before dinner service is about to start, someone comes up to us and is like, hey, like you guys should move over to one of the more main tables to, you know, kind of be more part of everyone that was there. So we all get up and everyone's still kind of mingling and talking, and I go and look at the drink that's on the table, and I'm like, oh, I better grab that. And there's only like a sip left, okay? And I'm drinking bourbon neat, okay? So just straight bourbon, all right? And there's a little sip left in the glass. So I pick up the glass, and I'm like, oh, let me just finish this so that I can go grab another one. And I put the glass up to my lips, and you know sometimes when you take a drink, you kind of inhale a little bit, you kind of breathe in a little bit.
Oh, no, and then that coughing fit.
I breathe in, and speck drop of this bourbon shoots into the back of the old throat.
No.
And I don't even have time to react the way that this hit me. And I proceed to do a sitcom style spit take all over the place.
Oh, no. So like, it literally came out of your mouth?
Literally like sprayed out of my mouth all over a wall that was right in front of me. Kind of collateral damage onto some other people. And I was so embarrassed that I literally just had to like take a knee and like kind of almost act up coughing and choking a little more than I actually was I couldn't bear the thought of looking anybody in the eyes.
I'm dying.
Yeah, literally.
People just like Jackson, I put the attention on him.
Yeah, a real narcissist move there for me.
The Bird Show.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? done well. Electrical upgrade, done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Calling it maybe the grossest thing he has ever witnessed.
I don't think I'm exaggerating when I say I've seen some nasty things in my life in person, but I have never seen anything like this. This made me, I mean, this ended my night. I was done for, and I just couldn't believe my eyes. So I get a phone call, and it's one of those days where I think, okay, I've spent most of my day kind of to myself with my family. I'm having one of those weekends, and I think my night is going to be very uneventful. And my dude calls me out of nowhere, and he's like, I know you're going through it, man. I got to get you out the house. I got somewhere I want you to come with me. I said, okay, cool. So it turns out he has a friend who is having a housewarming party, and he was invited, and he wanted me to come. So apparently this friend is doing really well for himself, and he just bought a really nice house, and he was having a party to celebrate. Cool. So I get there, and we get there pretty late. Like, you can tell the party has already been going on for a while because everybody is drunk. I mean, it's a different kind of party in here, because what they're doing, which I've never seen anything like this before, is like he has it set up like a casino style.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of everybody playing for money, they're playing for drinks. So if you win, you're safe. But if you lose, you have to take a shot.
Mm. Oh, boy.
Which I'm like, that can't be a good idea.
This is going to escalate real quick.
Exactly. So you can just feel how drunk everybody is. But it's not like anybody's wilding or doing nothing crazy. Everybody's just having a good time. But everybody's sauced up. And I was like, we need to get a drink immediately because we are nowhere near on the level of everybody that's there. So the party goes on, and then there's one moment when I go outside. Me and my guy go outside to get some fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
There are two women sitting on the bench. I don't know these women. I just met them for the first time. But it's pretty obvious that one of the women is not okay. Like, she's probably had one too many and maybe should go home. So I'm like, is your girl all right? Because she looked like she not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear, like, someone on the phone, because I guess they were FaceTiming the girl's sister, say, no, whoever that is, she is not all right. Please get her home. Like, thank you for being a concerned citizen. Get my sister home. So we're kind of like laughing. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, I don't know what's going on here. I want no part of this. I go back in the party. This is where it was odd. The girl that literally just looked like she was out of it comes back in the party maybe 5 minutes later, and she's bouncing off the walls again like nothing ever happened. I don't know what the transformation. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. So the party goes on. Now, where he is standing, the guy who owns the home, this is my first time meeting him, too. I don't know much about him. But he has really nice furniture. So I kind of get what he did, but I really don't get what he did at the same time. So he's like sitting on his couch, and she is standing at the end of the same couch. And you can see it. Like, you can see her having those moments.
You know, those doubt, that yes. Doubt look right there. Like,
yes.
Am I this drunk? And how do I get to the bathroom?
Right. And that's the thing where I don't know if she just was that drunk or what, but she doesn't start going to the bathroom. Like, that's, you would think that's the first thing you do. But she's just standing there. And it's as if she's trying to stop herself from doing it. And she thinks that she can.
Uh-huh.
So at some point, You see it in real time. She realizes, like, I can't stop this.
Oh,
this is happening.
She's nowhere near a sliding glass door, window, nothing.
Oh, no.
This is about to either get on his carpet or his couch. It's one or the other. And this dude jumps up, and you just see him go, no!
Yep.
And he runs over to her, and I guess out of just instinct, he puts his hand out.
No, that's not instinct.
Puts his hand out to catch it. But it's so much
that
the hand wasn't enough.
Oh, no.
So at this point, he grabs his shirt
and he's
trying to, like, get it all from getting on the couch, but at the same time trying to direct her
to the bathroom.
And he's not having like the sympathy, like, because when I see that, then I start to have the sympathy things.
I can smell it. I can smell it.
I feel like I was from where I was standing, but he was so concerned about his furniture. Like, that was his whole thing. Like, please do not throw up on my couch and on my carpet. So he's trying to catch it. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen someone throw up this much in my life. It just would not stop to the point he turns her around. He finally gets her to turn around and it kind of looks like, okay, she's done. She's wrapping it up here. And he's trying to motion her to the bathroom. But right before he can even get her to go in that direction, she hits the wall. More comes out.
No.
Now it's on the wall.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't catch that. So it's on the wall. A little bit gets on, like, his bookshelf that he had there. And then finally he gets her into the bathroom.
Too late then.
Oh, it was too late.
No.
It was everywhere.
No.
It was the nastiest thing I have ever witnessed at a party. And I don't think she's ever showing her face again.
I know that inner dialogue, too, when you're trying to talk yourself out of it. But usually for me, I've already made it to a bathroom, and I'm staring at myself in the mirror, and I'm talking to myself like, you can do this. You start breathing a little bit, then you start sweating and wondering one way or the other, but I've already made it to the bathroom at that point.
At some point you have to say, whether I have to or not, I'm going into a bathroom so nobody witnesses it. But she did not. Let it fly.
And do you ever really get that smell entirely out?
No.
Nah.
There's always like a little hint of it.
Damn, bro.
Grand opening, grand closing if that was my house.
The Burt Show.
All right, so I sent this story to Kristen, and I thought she would have more of a reaction to it, especially when you're talking about women faking their pregnancies.
Yeah.
I thought you would react harsher to it. And there's an IVF sort of element to this as well.
And I think that's why, because of the IVF element of it. Hey, either you got to play the system or the system's going to play you.
Ooh.
And if anybody has ever like dealt with infertility and IVF and how expensive the treatments are, sometimes a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. So I'm just going to read you some in this article and go ahead and give you a trigger warning, because this is going to be about a pregnancy prank, which we have talked about on the show. And I have said that I've evolved. I used to take those really, really personally. And now I'm coming to the realization, and having been through the different stages of maybe I want to have kids, maybe I don't want to have kids. I do want to have kids and I can't have kids. So now I'm dealing with infertility. Then being able to go through that and have a kid, I've seen it from like all these different perspectives, meaning a pregnancy prank from all these different perspectives, right? So this British porn star, Bonnie Blue, claimed she faked being pregnant to give back to her fans and raise money to cover someone's IVF treatment. So she's a controversial figure. There's some history there that we're not going to get into, because she's gotten stuff for things she's done in the past. And so she denies that she was stating she was pregnant. She just said she like hinted at it in some of her posts. But one clip that she posted, I mean, she actually said, so condoms have a 99.9% chance of actually stopping, well, a pregnancy. But if you're sleeping with 1,057 men, the chances of me falling pregnant was 100%. Yeah, no, she slept with 1,057 men.
Dang.
Now, her latest.
So, yeah. What I'm thinking is somebody's got to be 1,057th. I'm not really concerned about her. I'm concerned about the dude.
Somebody has to be last.
Yep. So,
if that pregnancy was real, it'd be a hell of an episode of Maury.
I want to run a 5K for that dude.
He's going to rent out a whole stadium. But like her latest rage bait of, you know, faking pregnancy has fallen flat, with many people pointing out that fertility struggles are no laughing matter. So she posted this 15-minute long video, which she's addressing the blowback. She said she would never ever lie about pregnancy, as it's a step too far. She says, I always wanted to give back, and this was a way for me to do that. So the last 24 hours, I've hinted at being pregnant, but I never confirmed I was pregnant, because I would never, ever lie about that. Now, that phrase or that sentence right there, I'm like, girl, you knew what you were doing. Like, just if you're going to do it, just own it. And she said, I tried to get pregnant for a long amount of time. It was honestly the most lonely experience. So if I was to have seen someone joking about pregnancy, I wouldn't have seen the funny side. And she also said getting pregnant was very expensive, adding that she was planning to use the wealth from her explicit content to pay for somebody else's IVF journey. So it's a story with a lot of layers. I don't know how much I believe of what she's saying, but needless to say, it was impressive clickbait, to say the least.
Yeah, if you're a woman that has the values to sleep with 1,057 men, I think you're probably capable of lying once or twice also.
I'd say so.
call me judgment.
I think you're on to something here.
Hey, we listen and we don't judge,
no,
Bert.
I'm definitely judging.
Okay.
I'm judging.
100%. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.